to read it.
Hold on. Let's not do this. We have an important...
Cries of read it have sent the Flagstaff City Council back to the books. Their summer reading? A proposal that would lease city property to developers of a snow park. The park would involve a 30-lane tubing and sledding area atop McMillan Mesa, a largely undeveloped hillside near Buffalo Park. The council has postponed voting on the project after doubts arose over the process of official review and the level of public input. Tuesday's council meeting revealed apparent inconsistencies in city commission reports. John Crowley, the snow park's developer, expressed his disappointment over the amount of time it's taken to get approval for the project.
You know, it's the political process that we have at the community level, and it is what it is.
And the community made itself known in 3 hours of public comments. Many expressed a strong desire to have a snow play area, but worried about traffic or noise. Others were excited about the prospect of the sledding area. The organization Friends of Flagstaff's Future presented the council with 500 signatures on a petition opposing the snow park. Marilyn Weissman is the group's president and a resident of McMillan Mesa.
This is going to change the whole nature of that part of town. It's going to basically bring our Route 66 tourist activity up into an area of town that's primarily residential and open space.
And across the street from the proposed site is the U.S. Geological Survey Science Center. Bob Hart is one of the lead scientists at the center.
One reason we're here on the hill is to because of the remoteness and the quiet that we get here to do our research and studies.
Hart says traffic from the park would pose a problem. Backers of the project argue that it would help alleviate traffic overcrowding at other snow areas. John Crowley, one of the snow park's developers, believes there is a shortage of winter activities and safe sledding areas.
You see, every time it snows, people are at NAU, they're on the side of the road, their kids are sliding, you know, into Highway 89 and 180, and this would give an outlet for the desire to have winter recreation.
The Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce and the Economic Collaborative of Northern Arizona see the development as an opportunity to bring in winter visitors. They say the park's central location makes it economically viable. Flagstaff Mayor Jerry Neighbors agrees.
It's good for other merchants to have people from out of town. Maybe before or after they play in the snow, they'll come downtown and spend money or go out to the mall and spend money.
And, he adds, it would be a place for the locals.
It gives, you know, especially teenage kids, something to do.
The council did amend details of the potential snow park lease. Night lighting won't be allowed, and the developers must pay a $75,000 security deposit to cover the cost of reclaiming the land if the project fails. Flagstaff City Council will revisit the issue on September 4th. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Sierra Eckert in Flagstaff.